Juxtapositions by Stacey Ormonier. Where we are all mixed up, said my friend Samuel Squidge, vigorously scraping down the portrait of the artist by himself with a palette knife, is in our juxtapositions. It's all nonsense, I tell you. People talk about a bad colour. There's no such thing as a bad colour. Every colour is beautiful in its right juxtaposition. When you hear a woman say, I hate puce, or I love green, she might as well say, I hate sky, or I love grass. If she had seen puce used in a colour print, as Hiroshige the Second used it. Green. Fancy loving green. The idiot. Do you remember what Corot said? He said, nature was too green and too badly lighted. Now the old man was quite right. When Squidge starts talking in this strain, he is rather apt to go off the deep end. I yawned and murmured sweetly. We were talking about Colin Sinclair Chasseloup. Exactly. And I'm trying to point out to you how with Colin Sinclair Chasseloup, it's all a question of juxtapositions. You say that Colin is a frozen drunkard, a surly bore, a high-pressure non-entity. Listen to me. We're all nice people, every one of us. Give a man the right air he should breathe, the right food he should eat, the right work he should do, the right people he should associate with, and he's a perfect dear, every one of him. There isn't a real irreconcilable on the earth, but the juxtaposition. What has Chasseloup to complain of? He has money, a charming wife, children, a place in the country, a flat in town. He does exactly what he likes. Squidge surveyed me with amazement. You ass! You prize ass! I thought you wrote about people. I thought you were supposed to understand people. And there you go and make a smug, asinine remark like that. I blushed, fully conscious that Squidge was being justifiably merciless. It was an asinine statement. But then I was merely putting out a...